Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is National Turkey Federation Vice Chairman John Zimmerman. You just got back from Washington, D.C. here. What was the general topics of conversation, the big ones that really stuck out while you were visiting with lawmakers?
Thanks for having me, Whitney. Obviously, the big topic of conversation is the farm bill and how the turkey industry fits into that. And our primary focus for our discussions was obviously around continued funding for the animal disease preparedness programs that were introduced in the 2018 farm bill. Obviously, with bird flu, high path avian influenza still being out there, we want to make sure those programs to surveil, contain, and control foreign animal diseases, you know, HPAI, along with African swine flu, foot and mouth disease, are, you know, fully funded. And the bigger issue is actually making sure there's enough labor in the government to, you know, if we have the funding, that they can actually, you know, move forward with their plans with having enough people and employees to, you know, control an outbreak if it ever occurs again.
And what was the feedback that you received there from lawmakers? Does it sound like that's a priority for them? Is it something that will be included then in the farm bill?
Yeah, I think so. In general, there's a lot of support for us. Obviously, we want to keep foreign animal diseases out, and this is something that affects the whole barnyard, not just the turkey industry. So in general, they were very supportive. Obviously, we want to, you know, everyone's budget conscious. We want to make sure we spend our dollars wisely, and the industry is doing everything we can to be prepared and to avoid these outbreaks. But we do appreciate the federal government's support and help. Like I said, you know, the biggest concern is that they have enough people on the ground. Everyone's having labor shortages, including the government, you know, veterinarians and APHIS staff. So we want to make sure that those programs are fully funded when and if another outbreak occurs.
And I know there's a lot of things happening in D.C. right now, a lot of back and forth and a lot of negotiation going on here to work to avoid a government shutdown. But did it sound like that's going to have an impact on when the farm bill does get done?
Mm-hmm. We had some optimistic people and some pessimistic people, and it depends who you talk to. There were a number of people that were pretty optimistic something would get at least developed by the end of the year, and some people thought it'd be punted to after the new year. I think, you know, in general, in the government, they still see the farm bill as a bipartisan effort and one of the, I'll say, low-hanging fruits of all the bills out there. So I think there's generally hope that something's going to get done, hopefully sooner rather than later, but definitely more pessimism than we've seen with previous farm bills.
Any other big takeaways that we should be aware of or cover here before we let you go?
Yeah, we had a couple other issues we talked about outside of labor and immigration, which is always an issue for everyone in agriculture. We're facing a CO2 crisis. Our processing plants use carbon monoxide as the best and most animal welfare-friendly means to euthanize birds before they're ready for slaughter. And lately, they've been having to shut down because there just has not been access to carbon dioxide. So we are concerned with these pipelines potentially piping carbon dioxide underground for climate mitigation reasons, that there might be even more severe shortages in the future. So we were just talking to our congressional representatives about, you know, what can we do about that and trying to get to the bottom of why there are shortages already. And we had really good discussions about that, but a lot more work needs to be done on that front.
A lot of education, I'm sure.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the update and the information. Again, John Zimmerman joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.